7:51. Well, Brian Shackman's here. I'm Ray Dunaway. 30 minutes from now, we honor somebody very special.
Yeah, Frontline Friday. Of course, I'm not going to
surprise.
Not going to give it up,
yeah.
But it'll be an interesting one nonetheless. Right now, though, we originally obviously we want to talk to Dennis House about Wayne Carini and this autism benefit. But obviously, Dennis broke the story with the University of Hartford.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, before we get to the car and everything, I want to talk about that. Dennis, good morning.
Hey, Dennis, how you doing?
Good morning, Brian and Ray. Great to hear you guys.
Good to have you on. Listen, when you broke that story, did you have any sense that they were going to move forward this quickly? Or do you think maybe even the story breaking accelerated things for the University of Hartford?
Well, I really thought that when they had that Board of Trustees meeting, they might table the issue or take it under consideration because of the protests and the vocal alumni who were all over social media saying, don't do this, it'll ruin the school. So I kind of thought they'd have the meeting, but not make a decision.
Whoa. And how widespread have those protests been? I would imagine if you're an alum, hey, you know, it kind of makes you proud, I would think, that you're Division I and, you know, made the NCAA tournament.
I think some of the former athletes, I heard from a Major League Baseball player who was upset about it. But I think that some of the leaders around the community, they voiced some concern about it, but they didn't really want to wade deep into those numbers because it is a private university. I think if it was a public school, they'd be very vocal about how that money is spent. But when it's a private school with a private board of trustees and they weren't going to discuss exactly what that school should do, I think that there's disappointment from probably the governor and Mayor Cantor and Mayor Bronin that this is happening because it's not good for Hartford, obviously. It's nice to have the city of Hartford mentioned on ESPN, the NCAA tournament, and see him in a bracket and the whole bit, and now that's gone.
Well, you know, and I think you know by now, guys, but Dennis is with News Channel 8 these days. So there you go. Yes, you are.
Crushing it.
Thank you.
Let's talk about, you know, earlier in the week, Ray talked about Wayne Carini and the Rain Man car, and then I didn't quite understand with the autism fundraiser, are they auctioning off the car? Like, what?
Tell the story.
Take us through it.
So there are three stars in the classic movie Rain Man: Dustin Hoffman, Tom Cruise,
and
this 1949 Buick Roadmaster convertible, which really plays a central role in the entire movie. And it is owned, it was later purchased by the director of the film, Barry Levinson, who lives here in Connecticut. And it was really in rough shape, apparently. Even in the movie, you can't see it, but it was not in great shape. You know, they touch up this and they don't shoot that angle and so forth. So he purchased it, had it restored by Wayne Carini. And when he saw the car, he's like, this is from the movie Rain Man. And his daughter lives with autism, Wayne's daughter. And so he restored the car. He brought it to Barry Levinson. Apparently there was not an appropriate place to store it. So he said, I will store the car for you, Barry, if I can use it to promote autism awareness. Because if you go back to 1988, we had heard of autism, but most people didn't know much about it. And that movie really explained it for a lot of people. And for Wayne Carini, it was life-changing. So now he brings this car to autism events. It is used to raise funds. People will come and see it. But mostly it's used to raise awareness about autism.
Yeah, it's in beautiful shape.
Yeah, it's in amazing shape. Ray, you got to see it the other day. And these cars a restored car like that goes for well over $200,000. And this one, because of its movie history, is probably worth much more. But it will not be auctioned off or anything like that.
Okay, is there an event coming up for it, though? Like, what's going on?
So there are various autism events throughout the country in the car. Is brought to these events. It's been as far away as California. Obviously, it's not driven there. It's shipped in a trailer. But people come out and they see it. And sometimes they pay to come see it and things like that. So that's where the fundraising comes in. But as Wayne points out in the story that we'll have Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on This Week in Connecticut on WTNH,
it's
mostly used to really just raise awareness about autism because so many people just do not understand autism at all.
Did you sit in it?
I did, yeah.
I did get to sit in
you
it.
You did, too.
And you know, Ray did, too. I didn't drive it, and I don't know.
No, they wouldn't let us. I'm Raymond.
If I was offered to drive it, Brian, I don't think that I would because, you know, people run red lights crazy. There's so many distracted drivers. It might not even be my fault in the car, but if it got hit, I'd never be able to forgive
No, you wouldn't. You know, and Wayne's kind of an interesting story because he does have a show that he's been running for quite a while now. And, he, you know, if you go into his garage, I mean, I hope he does tours. In addition to the Rain Man car, he's got some beauties sitting around in there. Oh, my.
Well, it's pretty amazing. You really never know what people have in their garage.
Exactly.
We start to see cars during the spring. People will break out their grandmother's old Lincoln from 1960 or something like that. But you don't usually see these cars. Wayne gets calls all the time from people who maybe inherit some cars from their relatives. I have a neighbor who died about 5 years ago, and he never traded his cars in, dating back to the late 1940s.
Wow.
He just saved them.
Collect the set.
And he had the means to put them in a garage out in the suburbs, and he stores them, and now they're in the custody of the family. But he's got about 12 cars that he purchased over the course of his lifetime. I mean, we've never done that. I've never done that. I'm like you guys, but
I can't afford to.
My first car is probably in the junkyard somewhere in Norwood, Massachusetts. That's all I know.
I had a Toyota Cressida with 200,000. That car was awesome.
You know, Toyotas are pretty good.
Yeah, it lasted forever. Anything else going on the T&H Sunday programs?
We actually have an exclusive interview regarding Eversource. That's all I can say at this point, Brian, because we haven't really taped the show yet. But I will tell you, tune in.
Mm-hmm.
This affects people all over Connecticut. So we have that coming up this Sunday morning at 10 on WTNH.
But it is a great story. I mean, seriously, the whole thing with autism. And I think, I don't know what age you are, Brian, but I mean, when I was growing up, I don't think anybody, you made a good point. Nobody knew what it was, you know?
Yeah, well, Wayne would say, like, people would say, oh, is she deaf? Is she this? And they just didn't really understand autism. And so for so many families, Rainman was like, wow.
That's it.
I can relate to this story. My family is just like the Babbitt family, and they really kind of got it. So it was life-changing. Highest grossing movie of 1988. It won all sorts of Oscars.
That's
that
a great
year,
movie.
And it's still watched widely and used to promote autism.
Well, the last question I have on this is that because the movie is over a generation old, does it still resonate with everybody? Does everybody know it?
Ah, that's good.
That's a good question, Brian. You know, my kids and your kids are probably the same way. Anything before 2010 is considered an oldie, right? And to try to get them to watch something like this, and I tell them, I'm like, some of these old Disney classics you watched as a kid are 50 years old. So, you know, there are some older movies. They like Dumb and Dumber, and you know, I can convince them to watch something like National Lampoon's
Universal
or something like that. But old films can be a tough sell for the younger generation, but I think a classic like Rain Man it's like reading a classic book. You really should see it.
And I do want to remind you guys, one of the fundraisers is a golf tournament coming up, and that'll be coming up June 28th, I think it is. And if you'd like more information,
that's right,
autismfamiliesct.org, right? I think I got that.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well,
gentlemen, thanks for having me on, and I want to come to see you both in person. I know I saw Brian recently, and I saw you race, Ray recently. But
nice to have you in, All right, brother. Talk to you then.
All right, have a nice week.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dennis House, WTNH. Watch him on Sunday morning with more with Wayne Carini and the Rain Man car.
Yeah.
Seems cool. I bet there's no power steering, though.
You know what? I think there is.
Really?
And I think there were power windows in it.
Get out.
No,
that could not be on the original model. There's no way.